Welcome back to the Benj Bus. How are we doing today, Coach Benj? First of all, before we get this episode started, I wanted to congratulate you from WBDG on 700 wins.
Thank you very much. It's a lot of games that we played.
It's a lot of games just in history that you've coached.
Yes.
You know, when you walk out on that court, I was there when you you got the ball. When you walked out on that court, you know, what kind of feeling came over you? Because some people get kind of emotional, but some people are just like, all right, I'm focused on the game that's ahead of me. What were you kind of feeling in that moment?
Well, I'm always focused on the game, but, you know, it was nice to see some of the former assistant coaches show up. And, you know, when you win, it's not a coach doesn't win the game. It's players, it's assistants, it's the administration, it's everything. So it was good to see some of those people there. And you know, it's a milestone, I guess, but in a way, you know, what I'm more concerned about is, you know, what's happening at the moment. But it's nice to look back and think of all the nice memories that we've had here at Ben Davis.
You know, and it's been a pretty successful year so far, as you guys are over 500, few games, 10-8. That was the first time since the year you guys went to semi-state. Last time you went to semi-state, is that correct? Or am I mistaken on that?
I think that's right. 2 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that. You know, you get two games over 500. How are the girls feeling? How are you feeling about it? Do you think there's room to improve, but, you know, do you stop and celebrate that, or are you just like, okay, we have to keep moving forward, to the next thing?
Well, I think from the very beginning of the year, when we were 0-4 or 1-5, you know, we talked about we're going to celebrate the small victories. We're going to work on getting better. We always felt like we could eventually get there if they thought right and if they played hard, that we could have some success this year. But, you know, it's not easy, but it's maybe more gratifying when you really have to work for it and go after things that maybe you didn't have right at the beginning, and you appreciate the wins. But like you said, you know, we're not there yet. We still want to get better. We still want to keep improving. But we're going to celebrate what we've done thus far.
To end off the year, Coach, you guys went up to Richmond to play in that tournament. How would you say that went?
Well, it ended up well. We didn't start well. We got beat the first game of the tournament and didn't play well, didn't shoot well, didn't a lot of things didn't go very good that game. And so it wasn't good. But then after that, I thought the players got it together and did some good things, won the last two games up there, and, you know, started doing some things a lot better. So, you know, We're not there yet, but it was nice to see them respond in a positive way.
You know, and you look at this team, and it's very surprising. You know, just on eye test, just how good they look, because it's just, you know, they're so young. You look at the rosters, and they're like a junior, freshman, sophomore, junior, freshman, sophomore, and it's. Or something like that, and it's an incredible. Who do you look to, you know, when you have a crunch time? You know, who are your, you know, on the team, who are your leaders, or is everybody on the team, you know, just as vocal as everybody else?
Well, that's going to keep evolving. Just because you're vocal doesn't mean you're a leader, and just because you're not vocal doesn't mean you're not a leader. But, you know, as we get confidence in our games and as we get confidence in ourselves, that's going to change depending on the situation. But, you know, North Central's probably a good example. We didn't really play well at first and tie game at half, and then started playing some very, very good basketball and got up 17, 18 points. And then there's about 3 minutes to go, and they came back and cut it to two. So we just sort of, you know, didn't stay aggressive, didn't do what we needed to, but then we finished it off. So we're still a little up and down. And but you talk about leadership. There's, you know, I think – there's room for that to be better in all regards. It's human nature sometimes, I think, when you meet adversity, to get down on yourself or get down on the circumstance. And we've got to know that we own the situation, that we're not victims, that we can that we can succeed no matter what the situation is.
You guys had the Holiday Classic to open up the new year. You beat Lennon Stockton. That was a very early game in the morning. And then you guys beat Jeffersonville. How would you say that day went for you?
Well, last year we had lost both games in ours. And, you know, Lent Stockton game, again, was, you know, I don't know whether it's the early morning games or what, but we didn't play with a lot of energy that game. Lent Stockton played well, but we were able to survive that. And then against Jeffersonville, I thought we played hard, played with a lot of energy, and came away with a nice win against Jeffersonville. So it was very gratifying to win both those games.
You have 5 games left on your schedule. Mm-hmm. Next one's Avon, so we're really keying on that one. When you look at Avon, what do you kind of see? What do you like against? When you pin your players against there, what do you like?
Well, Avon plays hard. Avon gets in your face, will press you, and they'll drive to the basket, take the basket. So we got to stop dribble penetration. And, you know, all our games, I think our next 4 games are all on the road against quality opponents. When you look at Avon, at Pike, at Lawrence North, at Westfield. So they're all going to be huge tests for us and give us another opportunity to grow and see where we are at this point in the season. Like I said, we've done some good things. Now let's see how much we've improved and what we can do and see if we can get ourselves ready for the state tournament.
I want to go back to that North Central game, Coach. It was originally scheduled for Friday, but with all the snow that we got, it was postponed to Saturday. How does that affect the game plan as a coach?
Well, it's a little different, obviously. I mean, it was supposed to be a boy-girl doubleheader, and that usually brings a big crowd. Instead, we're going there. It's just a varsity-only game, no junior varsity game. It's a totally different atmosphere than what you were expecting. And then, you know, as far as practice and preparing for the game, you know, because of the snow, a lot of the girls didn't have their practice gear, but we were able to look a little tape and go through some things. But it wasn't a regular practice, so it just throws everything off. That it's just a lot different. But we were able to compete and get a win. That was good.
You know, closing out the season, you know, with those last 4 games, what are you looking at? So you say you want to, you know, have we improved? What do you look at to say that, oh, we've improved? Is it the scores, or is it how you're playing in the games?
I think there's a right way to play basketball. Play hard, play together, make good decisions. We can't be afraid. We can't be looking at the other team, how good we think they are, or if we don't think they're good. We've got to believe in ourselves and do what's right. Now, even though you do that, you may not always be successful, but eventually you'll be successful if you do that. So we've got to believe in ourselves, be aggressive, and take ownership of what we're doing. We can't play not to lose, but we got to play to win.
That's going to wrap it up. Thank you so much, Coach Binge. Tyler?
Thank you, Coach. Congrats.
Thank you.
Congrats on 700 wins. Can't wait to see you next week.
Okay, appreciate you guys. Thank you.
See you. Mm-hmm.